Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Sarah Jamshidi. I am Assistant Professor of Graphic Design. I'm also the Undergraduate Director for the Graphic Design Program.
Awesome. And the reason we're talking is because you have got a pretty big get coming up on Tuesday. You have Radford, is it Secrest? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So he will be calling in remotely with the students on Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., so that's going to be great. He, of course, is the creator of Netflix's Kippo and the Age of the Wonder Beasts. So I guess, first of all, how were you able to get him? Do you have a contact at DreamWorks, or how'd you, you know, pull that off?
Yeah, we have a really good relationship with the media firm that represent DreamWorks and some other agencies that work with animation films, and I'm not actually sure where they are based in, but they also have an office in Washington, D.C. So whenever they have artists and designers and animators on tours, they definitely stop at Corcoran, GW. It's one of their main places that they have. So this is actually Radford's coming from, it's a series of events that we have every semester. We try to have one definitely for the students and the broader GW community to join us.
Awesome. Now, before you even arranged him, let's back up a minute. Give me an overview of, you know, what your class usually, you know, contains before coronavirus even hit. You know, what were the students learning this year?
Sure. Well, we have I'm specifically talking about the graphic design program, and
yeah, sure.
You might know that at Corcoran, we also had a digital media department, which unfortunately was resolved into the graphic design program, and since, I think, a couple years ago. So we have a broad range of classes and activities, both curricular activities and extracurricular activities for the students, about different practices in design. Illustration is one of them, and, well, which a lot of the students that actually come to the DreamWorks events, they are interested, they have an illustrative practice, and they want to know how other designers take their passion and skills and their creative side and make a living out of it, and they continue it in the real world. It's a very broad question of what our classes are, but we have a lot of foundation classes that goes up until the professional practices of designers. So it starts with traditional approaches of graphic design, but also looking into different principles and media.
Cool. Now, is it just for one particular class of yours, or is it open to the whole department or the school?
Oh, no, it's open to the whole school, and the broad community in D.C., and actually, well, one of the maybe actually one good thing that we have with this pandemic that we all have our events virtually, and so everyone can join in from all around the world. So I'm glad that our students who went back home in China, Korea, Hong Kong, and other places now can join into the call and don't miss this event.
Oh, so you're saying that some students went back, you know, halfway around the world, and they're going to be able to call and enjoy?
Yes. We had a lot of students, actually, international students who had to leave with the pandemic, and the residential house, buildings, the dorms were closed. They had to leave for many, many reasons, as you can imagine. Right after the spring break, we didn't have in-person classes anymore. So a lot of our students did leave. Some of them went to, they're from China. They were staying at hotels for 2 weeks, and that's actually before being able to go back to their homes. So that they were joining the classes, the virtual classes, from their hotel rooms or anywhere else that they were in the world. So it's not just this event. Well, we actually got, I'm not going to say that we were amazing at it, but we did our best, and everyone was joining the classes from their bedrooms, or sometimes in the backyard or the living room or kitchen, wherever they could. Yeah.
That's crazy how that's the world we live in now.
Exactly.
What software do you use? Is it Zoom or Skype or what is it?
Mostly it really depends. It's a very good question, but it depends on the classes that we have. So sometimes most of the times we work with what is this called? Okay, I use Zoom a lot for my other studio practices and things, but for GW we would prefer to use Citrix? Oh, WebEx. Yes. Okay. So WebEx, we use it a lot. And the Blackboard, which is the software that we have internally at GW, that also has a virtual collaborative interface that we use that for some classes. It depends. For some classes, we don't even need to have a specific software. For example, the thesis, where the students would be on the phone for a couple of hours, maybe, with the faculties and going through the project and the process. And many times we would use WebEx, so I could share my screen. Our other faculties, they would have their lectures or classes recorded, so other students who were not able to join the class simultaneously, they could watch the recording. Or if the time difference was too much for the students to bear in, because we have 4.5-hour studio classes, so it's not always feasible to have a student, again, for example, in Hong Kong with 12-hour time difference, to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning to attend a studio class. So we use different softwares to be flexible and dependent on what classes we were holding.
Awesome. And then in terms of this call with Radford, what are you hoping that he will teach them, or, you know, what specific things are you hoping that the students will learn from him?
Well, it's not necessarily about teaching. These calls are the best way to have a window into the life and behind the scenes of these wonderful creators and creative thinkers, that the students can see the process, and they can, because when you see an animation like K-pop, a film or a series like K-pop, and it doesn't just happen right away. It takes a long time. It starts from ideations, creating storyboards, creating the characters, and working on the narratives. And it's a very laborious process, and it takes hours behind the scenes to be created. So the most thing that students are always interested in, and me and anyone who attends these events is want to know, is to just get a peek at that person's everyday life and the process and how they think, how they go from one idea to another one, or the failed practices. What we do, and we try, we think it would work, but we don't. It never makes it to the screen. So those are the things that we're always looking forward to when we have someone, a professional practitioner, who's coming in and showing their work and sharing their process.
That's great. Now, will you be the one leading the conversation?
I will be joining the conversation. I won't be moderating it. I'm sure people from Radford's team, they will be taking it on. But yes, I'll be on the call giving an introduction about GWR program. And I haven't seen any specific questions for the program, but so far the questions are directed to Radford. But yes, I'll be on the call if there's anything.
Okay, cool. And then, so will this be interactive with the students? Like, will they be able to ask questions? I assume, will you get, you know, sort of paint a visual picture for me. Are the students all sitting, like in a theater classroom thing, and Radford will be up on the big screen like The Wizard of Oz, or, you know, how's it going to work?
Well, we don't have any open theater classrooms anymore. So the way that it works is we would have a Zoom call, so we can, someone on his team would share the screen. I will be on the video call. He will be on the video call as the moderators. We will share, and then someone will share a screen and then go through the presentation. Radford would be talking about the presentation that he has, and students will be joining in the call. Well, there's a link, or anyone actually, we refer to them as students, but not everyone who will be attending is a student. But as long as you have the link, you can join in from your laptop, your phone, your desktop, wherever you are, and you can just watch and go through the presentation. But it will be interactive. There are some questions already submitted. There will be more time for Q&A, and there's a chat section going on that people could contribute, ask questions, or just share information with all of the participants and the moderators at the same time.
Awesome. Now, I'm trying to see if there's any, you know, success stories that you know, has GW produced any folks that have gone on to work in animation in Hollywood? You know what I mean? Like, is there any sort of full circle thing I can do here?
Sure, I believe so. I think you have the information for Naomi Rothwell, right? So she might know more of the stories because as she worked in the media relations and the public-facing information as the communication specialist, we'll have more of the stories as she's gathering information about the alumni and the graduating students. So I think she would be the better person to answer you and give you specific names of the people who are in this specific field.
Okay. Now, is there I know it's primarily for GW students, Corcoran students. But is it open to the public? Like, I guess what I'm asking is, am I allowed to include the link in the article for all of our listeners to watch? Or
yes, please do that. Please share the information with anyone in the community wherever they are, and they are interested in joining in the conversation. They want to know more about Radford. By all means, it's open to public. We always have our events open to public too, and we would love to have more participants in. And it's not specifically or only for GW students. We have University of Maryland and many other university local institutes that they are joining in. By all means, whoever is interested in hearing a wonderful, creative person talking about their work, and they are more than welcome to join in. Please share the link with them.
I definitely will. Okay, cool. I mean, that should be enough for me from the GW side, because I know I'll get a ton of good stuff from Radford in a few hours here when we talk. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Not much. Oh, one other thing that might help you for the series of the events that you asked and you were wondering about. So when we used to have these events in location at Corcoran, happened at the same times that we would have our family or social gatherings with the graphic design students and community. So the artists and the visitors who would come in would join us for coffee and snacks before their talk, and that's usually the most interesting thing for the students, when they can have a informal conversation with the people who are visiting us. So I really hope that we go back to in person soon, and we can have those nice moments of community back. But I look forward to watching the talk and seeing how he works and behind the scenes of these wonderful movies and series.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. And I'm excited to talk to, you know, the man himself in a little bit. So thanks again.
Of course. Thank you, Jason.